Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Strategically Prophetic Radio broadcast on tonight. We have a special show on tonight. We have a couple of guest hosts. They'll be guest hosting with us on tonight, and we'll be praying for the nations as well as praying for you. If you are listening in, we need you to press 1. That way we know that you have a question, and if you want us to pray for you, we want you to call in and call this number. I want to welcome everybody here on tonight. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to just thank you for tuning in on tonight. I want to welcome our special guest host here on tonight in a few minutes, but I just want to talk to you. They're gonna come in, and they are going to be in prayer. We're going to talk for a little bit, but you'll be able to pray. You'll be able to get prayer. You'll be able to receive a prophetic word if that is the will of the Lord. And we want you to invite somebody else to the show tonight. This is a special show, so you will control how long this show goes on, the callers. So if you know somebody that needs prayer for something, look, we want you to look. Text them, get on social networking, give them the number 619-393-6483. Text them right now, 619-393-6483, and let them know that there are some prophets that are on the radio, and they can call in, and they can press 1 and come on, and we can pray for them live, and they can also chime in with their comments or any other questions that they may have on the show on tonight. And before we go any further, I want to play this track called Rain on My Field by Prophetess Melissa Brown. And when we get back, we're going to begin the show. So thank you for tuning in. Be blessed. And here is Prophetess Melissa Brown, or Apostle Melissa Brown, with Rain on My Field.
How many want the Lord to rain on you?
Rain on my Holy Spirit, is that what you want tonight? Holy Spirit, rain on my field. What I asked him one morning at 4:30, I said, rain on my field. No one was around, just me and Daddy God. I had something on my heart. I said, Holy Spirit, Melissa needs rain on my feet. Come on, help me sing it. I said, Lord, the ground of my heart is your field. And I confess to him, I said, but sometimes I let the cares of this world because of it. I let my field get hardened. Property and all, sometimes I do that. But I said, Lord,
Prophetic Radio Broadcast. And tonight we have a special program. We will be praying for the nations on tonight. We will be praying for the nations. So we want you to tune in. We want you to call in if you have a question or a prayer request. We want you to call in. Call in at 619-393-6483. Again, 619-393-6483. If you are listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast, I'm your host, Calvin Ward. All right, on today we have two special guests for you, Prophet Gray and Prophetess Gray. How are you doing on tonight?
Wonderful, wonderful. How about yourself?
I am doing great on tonight. It's awesome. So I'm going to pass this over to you guys. I know we want to, and the people that have tuned into this on tonight, we want to pray for the nations. We want to pray for the United States. And, of course, we want to pray for you, for individuals who call in or through the text or through the chat room. So we want to pray for the nation on tonight. So first, before we do that, just talk a little bit about why is this a burden of the Lord? What is going on in the world today? Why you feel that there is a need to pray for leaders, or there is a need to pray for the nations, or pray for the world on today? Hello.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm still.
Oh, praise him. Yeah. All right, I just heard some background noise. So let us know. Talk to us a little bit. Why is there a need, or why should we be praying for the nations? Why should we be praying for our politicians, the political atmosphere, our leaders, our church leaders? Why should this be a burden for saints?
We know that the scripture tells us that the powers that be are ordained by the Lord. But we also know that if you look in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and Ephesians, the sixth chapter, it actually starts with the 10th verse. We know that Paul starts to talk about to be strong in the Lord and put on the whole armor of God. But what we miss is that 12th verse. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And that word there, principalities, is actually an extreme thing, magistrates, rulers, and things like that. It goes on and say against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And, you know, we can take that high places as altars, as idolatrous things. But when we begin to think about high places, we think about our government. We think about governments across the world. We think about, you have to understand that to infiltrate, Satan is going to put his minion, his his demonic forces in the highest places that he can, because he not only wants to try to legislate and regulate in the heavenlies, he also wants to legislate and regulate in our natural world. That's why he's called the prince of the power of the air, the prince of the power, the prince of this world. So we've got to pray. Because, again, I know that the scripture says that the powers that be are ordained by God, but we've got to pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, is what the scripture says. When Adam first was put on this world, he had dominion. But we know that through the sin in the garden, Adam and Eve gave up their dominion. But when Jesus came back in, that curse is broken. Now we have the ability to take back, to dominate this earth. We have the ability to be to bring forth God's rule in this earth realm by releasing his decrees into that world. How do we release those decrees? We release that through prayer. Through the womb of prayer, through being connected with God, to having that intimacy with Father and praying his will on earth as it is in heavens, releasing his heavenly commands into this earth realm. Because, you know, we look at so many leaders that have started out well, but I believe it was Galatians, Paul says, who hath bewitched you? Something gets in. It's because the prayer walls are down. It's because that no one is holding them up before the throne. It's because no one is binding the hosts of hell that have been released against our leaders in this time. And that's not just our natural leaders. I'm talking about spiritual leaders too. Nobody is, how can I put this? Nobody is immune to the attacks from hell. And I know our travel there, you probably want to add something. Or I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
It's what it is, and it's just so right. I think a lot of the times we just go about our merry day. I think we were talking today about some things, but we just go about our merry day, and we don't understand that the enemy wants to kill us, but we look at politicians, we look at what's going on in the world, overseas in the 1040, around the 10th and 40th parallel of the globe, you know, that 1040 window, as they call it, that part of the globe where all the major world religions came out of. We look at all the turmoil and all the things that are going on in those areas, and we just get up every day, you know, we go about our business, and the only thing that we have on our mind, we call ourselves intercessors, we call ourselves prayer warriors, right? And we say we're in the deliverance ministry, but we get up so selfishly because the only things that we have on our mind is what we're going to eat, where we're going to sleep. Oh, God, what is my ministry? Are you going to give me my church? Are you going, what is my gifting? My gifting. And, you know, one thing I really haven't said it in a while, but I like to tell people, you know, you go places and people hear you prophesy, they hear you minister, blah, 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 and they see the anointing. But one of the things is this, though. People don't know that, you know, in ministry, I made sure I met other people's needs before I met my own needs. I would be at the altar for hours until waiting on my knees until I felt the power of God meet me at that altar. I'm going to stay here until I feel the Lord. We met the needs of other people in prayer. Prayed for other people before I prayed for my needs, you know, going in prayer, not going, you know, praying for my whole agenda and what I need, but praying for other people before I pray for myself. And then how many of us are actually remembering the saints that are overseas, the saints that are under persecution, the saints that are getting threatened, the saints that get shot at, cut, maimed, murdered, raped, that have all these diseases and stuff that's in their lands while we're over in the United States, because the poorest of us in the United States is still rich in comparison to people overseas. So I just think it's very vital for prayer. I think prayer and deliverance is very vital. I think praying for the nations is very vital. And I just said that because if there's somebody listening, you know, that should be an alarm that goes off with us. We should begin to pray, not just for ourselves, but what happened to praying for other people first before we pray for ourselves? What happened to taking care of other people before we take care of ourselves? I know many people that are married, like, you know, men and husbands and people in a position, look, take care of their families, take care of their wife before they take care of themselves. But, you know, that's true. The husband and the wife relationship, well, that's also a parallel to the church. And in the church, we should do the same thing. We should be taking care of the community and the world around us before we take care of ourselves. But we're going to go down to Prophetess Archer. Prophetess Archer, so can you talk to us? I know you have a a prayer show as well. You have a show that you do here on Blog Talk. In fact, you did one this morning on intercessory prayer. So can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, the burden of prayer, why you think we need to really pray for our nation? Because we're going to pray for the nation on tonight. We're going to pray for all those that want prayer or need prayer. They call in or they come into the chat room. They're in the chat room. Look, put a note in there and say, hey, pray for this, pray for that. You can put your first name. You don't even have to put your first name. Just say, hey, pray for me about this. And we'll pray for it. If you are calling in, we need you to press the number 1. If you press the number 1, we will be able to get you on the show live to make a comment or get you live to make a give us a question, or we can pray for you live on the air as well. So keep that in mind. But Prophetess Archer, can you talk to us a little bit? Why should this be a burden for believers or those that call themselves intercessors or those that say they're called to prayer, which I can... I guess I'll say it like this, because some people say they're called to prayer. Well, the whole church is called to prayer. We're all called to pray. We're all called to fast. We're all called to do certain things. But some people might feel that special anointing. They have an anointing in those areas. Can you talk to us a little bit about that burden of prayer and why that's important, especially right now at this point in this epoch of time, this age in history, this age of the church?
Yes. As an intercessor, we should be praying for everyone anyway. That should be our number one agenda. You hit it right on the head when you were saying that we shouldn't be selfish regarding other people. You know, yes, we need to pray for our own needs, but we can also render an ear of the Lord or a prayer to the Lord for other people. And John 17 clearly talks and gives us the instruction on how that should be done. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed for himself. Then he prayed for the leadership. And then he prayed for the people that would come after, you know, the crucifixion and, you know, down further in the world. He prayed for those people. Mm-hmm. So that's really the pattern that we need to follow, is to make sure that we're praying for leadership. Make sure we're praying for other people besides ourselves. You know, we kind of have to put ourselves to the back burner, because while we're praying for someone else, the Lord can be working out our situations for us too.
Yes.
In regards to the upcoming events that's going on, we need to really intercede for this election that's going on.
Right.
Past week, the Lord had really placed on my heart to pray for a particular city, and this city is now going to be an assignment for me. I didn't know that, but this particular city is now going to be an assignment. And so as intercessors, a lot of times what God will do is he'll give you an assignment, and
that is
particular areas, and it may not even be an area that you're living in, but when God gives you that assignment, you have to follow through with that. And so it's important for us, you know, to follow those guidelines that Jesus did. Pray for ourselves, pray for the leadership, and to pray for those that will come, because it's going to be our children's children that's coming on. My grandchildren, they'll be living in this world long after I'm gone, and their children will be living in this world, you know, if the Lord does not come back before that time. And so we want to send up the prayers so that they'll be stored up, so that the Lord will honor everything that we did and everything that we said to him. Just like when Abraham prayed, when David prayed, all of those prayers, the Lord began to answer through his children's children. You know, if we think about Isaac, the prayers and the things and the promises that God promised to Abraham, he gave it to Isaac. And then Isaac's children inherited it, and it went on down the line. So it's important that we do the same thing, is to pray for those that will come after us, and to pray for the leadership that's in office right now, because they need that. They need someone standing in the background and interceding and standing up for them. Amen?
Amen. And see, you said something that's so powerful about being strategic in prayer, and there are people, there are prophets. This is one of the real calls of prophets, contrary to the TBN prophet and the Impact Network prophet. I saw that network today. Now I see what I had some people telling me about that, and I actually saw a gentleman called Bethel. He said that actually Bethel was translated as the house of bread. But we need real prophets, because prophets have missions. You know, Jonah was called to, was it Nineveh that Jonah was called to? And he had an assignment for that city. And, you know, would to God that prophets would get the burdens for cities again and stop getting burdens for prosperity. I just say that for so we have a burden for prosperity. I wish we could get, I wish we could pray for cities and countries and people and leadership like we hold prosperity teaching, like we hold all these teachings about everything else. Can we teach or can we pray for people with that same fervor? Can we pray for countries, regions? And so we're talking about strategic here, because if a prophet is in a land or an intercessor is in a land or a region, then they're called to pick up the burdens of that region that they are in. And through prayer, like you were saying, they may be called to pick up other areas while they're in prayer, because see, when you get in prayer, you're in the spirit realm, and there's no time in the spirit. So you can be translocated in the spirit realm, and your spirit has access to everything that is. The Bible lets us know that eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things God has prepared for those for them that love him, but he has revealed them to us by his spirit. And if we have the Holy Spirit, we have access to everything that is, was, and shall be. So when we're in prayer and we're in the spirit, there is no time, there is no space, and you can pick up, like you were saying, you just got a new assignment. So you can pick up prayer burdens, and you can pick up assignments in the spirit when you come out of prayer, because God will lay them on your heart. The problem is a lot of us, we don't push those things through with prayer, and we don't push them through with prayer or fasting. Some of us don't combine the two. But when we're talking about praying for the nations, praying for the ethos, the ethnos, praying for the peoples and the cultures around the globe, because the body of Christ is one, that is somebody that really has a revelation about the body of Christ. The body of Christ is not just the church that we attend. The body of Christ is not just the church that we attend. You know, some of us stay in churches like they're cults, and they don't even go to other people's churches. They don't visit anybody. They stay. Everything is about their church. But the kingdom is the collective body of believers called the ecclesia. And the building is more correctly called the synagogue. But the church is the people. And so there's the church all, the churches all over the world, individuals in Africa, the Philippines, individuals in Uganda, individuals in China, individuals in Nepal, in England, in Venezuela, in South America, in Portugal, in Cuba, in the Dominican Republic, in Puerto Rico, in Texas, I mean, in Hawaii, in Canada, I mean, England, everywhere, Scandinavia, Denmark, Norway, Sweden. The saints are everywhere, and when we begin to pray, we unify in the spirit, and there is no time and space in the spirit. So it is crucial for us to begin to pray for people. And also, I'm going to get back to Patrick in a few minutes, but we're going to talk a little bit, before we get into prayer, I do want to talk a little bit and say something about this New World Order. A lot of us have heard the term New World Order, and a lot of us may have heard the term Zeitgeist. The word Zeitgeist is a German word that means spirit of the age. And so when you talk about the Zeitgeist, or you talk about the spirit of the age, you usually hear Zeitgeist in conjunction with the New Age movement. And so when you talk about New Age movement, you have to talk about, or you're talking about the New World Order. When you talk about the New World Order, you must talk about Satanism, and you must talk about ecumenicalism, which is that they want all religions to come together, all not just be tolerant of each other, because that's just professionalism and common courtesy, but they want us all to come together and all to be under one banner. And so the problem with that is that Christianity is the only one that's going to stand out, because every other religion, it's okay to be every other religion but Christianity, because how dare you be highfalutin and proud and prideful and say that there's only one way to God, when the world's logic or the zeitgeist, the spirit of the age, is telling us that there are many gods, many ways, many paths. So the more we go into the future, we are seeing the spirit of the age come together with this new world order. We are seeing people get more into mass, what we call mass manipulation or mass mind control. And you see music. Our kids are losing their minds through music. Hitler said, give me the music of a nation and I'll control it. And I paraphrase that. But that's one of the things that Hitler says. They control people through music. And music in the United States is coming straight from witchcraft. So there is a lot of mind manipulation that's going on. People are not being able to think for themselves and to have a thought, to have a linear, to have a self-generated thought that goes against the grain of what they're telling you to think is going to be, it's almost like it's going to be a crime. So as saints in these days, we need to know who Christ is and in whom we believe, and when we're praying for Jesus, because we need to have the power of God and the Holy Ghost for these perilous times that are coming towards us, because we need to know that, look, that God saved us, God has converted us, and we have power with him. And just like he was with Apostle, just like he was with the Apostle Paul and those new believers throughout the New Testament, and just like he was with Moses, so shall he be with us, because we have some perilous times that are coming. And praying for our nation and praying for the world and praying for our leaders is of the utmost, and we really need to pray for the spirit of witchcraft. So let's talk about that for a minute before we get into this prayer. Let's talk about that spirit of witchcraft that is in the world. And Patrick and Archer, and y'all can chime in. And Archer, I know you're still here, but I know we were talking about that, Archer. Let's talk about that, because you were talking about Milwaukee, and you were talking about we were talking about the grounds and how demons can be lodged in the ground. Because I know, Emil, when I was in Waukegan, I used to could not sleep between the hours of maybe 11 and 1. And I would say, well, God, this is some foolishness. This is the, why can't I sleep? What's going on? And he began to put the burden on me to pray. And I began to pray, you know, against gang spirits, murder spirits, you know, incest spirits, these spirits of witchcraft and mind control. And I was telling you about the story that Milwaukee is just full of witchcraft. It's covered over the area in clouds, and how a lot of these areas, you know, there are spirits that are in the ground, Indian territorial spirits that have been placed there. And these are, you know, the Thunderbird spirit. If you get into, you know, Indian history and understand the animist theological perspective, you would understand and know that they had a spirit for everything, and they channeled these spirits because some of them believed in ancestor worship. But the Bible says that what it is given to man once to live, and after that the judgment. So ancestor worship is out of the question. We got people in the church. I got a vision from my grandmother. I got a vision from, you know, my brother. The devil is alive. They are dead and they are gone. Unless this was, they are dead and they are gone. But anyway, that's another subject. But Archer, talk to us about this spirit of witchcraft and how it's affecting the nation and the world, and why we need to pray against it and combat this spirit of witchcraft or pythos or python, as it were.
Well, what people really need to know is that there are schools that are set up to teach witchcraft. These schools are called the School of Witches. So you can be taught how to ignite or send out spells, vexes, hexes, and all these sorts of things. And so these places or these schools have been planted all over the world in different states and even different countries, for that matter. A lot of this stuff came from overseas, so they brought it over to the U.S. and to various other countries, because these particular people did not serve God. Their God was something else. So, of course, it spilled over into the United States, and that's where this whole thing is coming from. You've got a lot of people coming from foreign countries, and they're bringing over their religious beliefs, and they're bringing over all of the things that they used to do in order to, whether they say it's overtake the demons, or whether it's to put a spell on someone, or if it's to do something that they think is nice. But all in all, it is all witchcraft. It is all mind control. It all is demonically influenced. And so this is where this spirit has come from. But for the intercessors, we have to be very strategic when we're praying. We have to sit and listen to what the Lord is saying regarding this whole matter. And the reason why I say that is because my experience on this week, as I told many people, and I had it on my show this morning, is that I began to work a new job, and it was out there in the city of Milwaukee, and I had started feeling sick and feeling like, you know, what's really going on with me? And I'm a person that's very well. I never really get sick or anything like that, not even a cold. I'm not like that. I'm not, you know, the sickly type. And so I started to feel sick, and I was tired, and I wasn't able to do much of anything all the way up until from the 1st of October up until this past Tuesday. And as I was driving to work, the Lord told me what it was. He revealed it to me. And that's one thing about being in the place of prayer and being an intercessor. God is not going to let anything come upon us and we not be aware of it. And so what he did was he revealed to me that this was a spirit of witchcraft. And then from there, he told me to go into spiritual warfare. And I began to pray warfare prayers over that city and to break up the fallow ground, to break up the ground that's been cursed. I mean, God was just revealing all these various things, and he gave me specific demons and all of this. He said there was a spirit of lunatism, there was a spirit of murder, there was a spirit of suicide, there was a spirit of oppression, suppression, depression. In that area, there was a spirit of infirmity. You know, he began to reveal all this to me, and this is because when you're an intercessor, this is what God will do for you. He will let you know specifically what needs to be prayed for. So you're not just, Lord, look on Milwaukee, bless them right now, move everything out the way, Lord God, that's not like you. You got to be specific. Every demonic force, every confederacy that's been set up against that city, we bind all sickness and disease. We bind all lunatism spirits. I mean, you really have to go in and you really have to dig that ground. And as I was praying that prayer just before I got to work, I felt a breaking in the spirit, and God let me know this is what that city needed. I even began to pray for the pastors, because the pastors they became wore out. Some of them have been able to shake it and move on as normal, but many of them are just wore out. They don't really know what to do, and it's because of that spirit of witchcraft. What it'll do is it will suck the life out of you. It will drain you, have you sick, have you feeling delusional, have you where you cannot pray and where you cannot seek the Lord. And so when we begin to pray and when we begin to warfare, because that's what you have to do in a situation like this, when it comes to demonic attacks like this, it is time to warfare prayer, to pray in warfare. And so there's various types of prayers. You know, there's prophetic prayer, you know, where God will begin to give you different things about certain situations and tell you to go to different locations or whatever the case. But in this particular case, God said, I need warfare. And so we have to be in tune. As an intercessor, as a prayer warrior, you have to be in tune, and you have to know the word of the Lord, which the Lord gave me Psalms 91 for that city. Gave me Psalms 91 because that is a protecting prayer. There's a protective covering. When you pray that prayer, the hedges of God begin to surround that city and devour the enemy and keep it from overtaking that city.
But can I say something right there? Because you said key points that I want to hit on, because one of the things is, I think there's this misnomer, because, see, a lot of people in the body of Christ, we are all called to intercede and to stand in the gap and to pray. But as prophets, we have a special anointing as the prophet, because you're a prophetess. We have a special anointing as a prophet. There's an anointing on us to intercede. If you notice where Moses, you know, Moses went in and stood in the gap for the people. See, prophets can stand in the gap for nations and cities and regions because they have an anointing and authority from God to be able to do so. We're all supposed to be praying and interceding and praying and praying and be that prayer warrior. But when you talk about interceding, and see, here's the thing about interceding. this is good to me. Because, see, the thing about intercession is you can't, Lord have mercy. See, Archer, let me just say this. See, when you, and the Lord just dropped this in my spirit, and y'all know this is just good to me. Because, see, the thing about interceding is you can only intercede or stand in between something to push back or hold back something that you have enough power to withstand.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's use the Red Sea. When the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, okay, y'all remember the old one by Cecil DeVille? That I'm remembering the old Ten Commandments that Charlton Heston was in, and when they were crossing the Red Sea, how the waters just split in half, and it looked like the waters were just being held up on both sides. And that's a better analogy I can give is Superman. You know how on the Superman movies, when there was something going on, he would stand up and he would just hold something up with one hand or push it back or use his breath to blow it, he would stand in the gap so that that destruction would not come upon that city. But he was Superman. So when you stand in the gap, you have to have God. God is causing you to stand in the gap, and or people that do stand in the gap, because they have enough power to hold the enemy back or to push the enemy back. And while they're holding the enemy back, they also have enough power to hear from God. And an intercessor stands in between God and man so that they can reach up in heaven, grab the answer, pull it down, and give it to man. And also they can take man's petitions, and they have a connection with God to connect heaven and earth in one through intercession or through intercessors. So we got a lot of people. And see, that are in intercession, and a lot of things are not happening. I just wanted to hit that point and another point that you hit that was so powerful, because when you hit it, God just gave that to me. And you talked about, like, you used Milwaukee, for instance, and you talked about the, you know, pastors are worn out. But see, what God will do is, and see, when you said that, it brought to my mind that the early church knew how to deal with witches and warlocks. They called the prophets and the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is you get pastors that are being worn out, okay, and these witches are set loose, but guess what? They don't want to receive the prophetic, and they don't want to see the apostolic with their denominational selves. So what happens is they're under a whole lot of bondage, and they're under a whole lot of attacks, and they're getting a whole lot of warfare. And here you are, little old prophetess Archer. Here you are, little old prophet Gray, little old prophet Ward. Here we are in our houses, and God, or the prophets that are out there, and God, you pick, gives us a burden, and we pick up a burden, and we're helping to deliver those who don't want to receive us and don't even believe that we can be in existence in the in this present church age. How ironic. And I think a lot of pastors are with that. If a lot of pastors would just receive the prophetic ministry and let prophets come in their house every now and then to refresh the saints, to impart to the saints, so the saints can receive a prophetic word and be rejuvenated and kind of be just be energized in the Lord and get imparted to, because you need a prophetic unction, and pastors can't do it by themselves, and bishops are not apostles. So if we could just, if the church would just get free, and I just want to hit them 2 points, because when you said that, that's what popped in here. But you were talking about strategic prayer and different types of prayer.
When we're praying, we have to have a purpose. And this comes later on down the line. I mean, you really have to really be trained by the Holy Spirit. It's not going to come overnight. When you're first saved, and I always say it this way, because when you're first saved, there's a lot of things that you just simply don't know and you simply don't understand. But I'm going to tell you, the Lord has blessed me to be able to be that one to take everybody to the next level, or at least try and help as many people as I possibly can, so that they don't have to be stagnant when it comes to a place of prayer. I already been through it already. I already been through the training, so you don't have to go through the training. I can just give you what the Lord said right now, and let's just go forward with it. And I believe that's really the whole key right now, because we really don't have a whole lot of time to really be trying to learn all of this, and that's why the Lord put this training and everything many years ago, that I can go ahead and say, look, this is what we got to do. This is how God is going to respond, because he already told me what he was going to do and how he was going to respond. And so we have to be very sensitive to what God is saying. And so, like I said, it don't come right away, but if you're Holy Spirit filled, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, God can train you right on the spot.
Yes.
You don't have to go through the process that I went through. And like I said, if people will go back and listen to many of the trainings that I've done on Blog Talk Radio, you might have to start from the beginning, because God gave me some powerful lessons to really put out there so that people can be ignited in prayer. And you really want to do that, because we don't have time on this particular show for
Lord
me to
have mercy.
I step and tell you what you have to do. But I will say, you have to have a purpose. You have to be strategic. It's like throwing a dart at the board. You have to hit that bullseye every single time, because otherwise you're just saying something. And right now it's very crucial. Things need to be done in the spirit realm, like right now. There is no time to lag into play. If you are an intercessor, if you are a prayer warrior, if you are a person of prayer, you need to be on the line right now, and you need to be praying and interceding and asking God, what is your will? whether you in Texas, whether you in Panama, whether you in Hawaii, if you are intercessors, you need to be asking the Lord, what should we be praying for right now?
Amen.
We are in war. God said that we are in a spiritual war right now, and I'm prophetically talking. And so we have to be strategic in every single word that we say to the Lord.
Amen.
And like he'll reveal it to us.
Right.
He'll tell us. So it's
Amen.
Not going to be a big secret.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a break. We're going to take us a quick break. I want to thank you. If you have tuned in, you're listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast, and we have our co-host, Prophet and Patrick Artra, at Gray on tonight. We want you to call 619-393-6483. Again, 619-393-6483. You have a comment or a question, if you call in, you can press 1, and we can punch you right in to make a comment or to be prayed for or to answer your question. You're listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast, and this is your host, Calvin Ward. I want to thank you for listening. Amen. So we're back, and again, I want to thank you for tuning in. If you just tuned in, we're back here. We have the co-host, Prophet Patrick Gray, his wife, Prophetess Artra Gray. Prophetess Artra Gray holds her intercessory radio show here on Blog Talk Radio on Saturdays in the morning, and we just brought them on here. They felt a burden of the Lord to pray for the nations on tonight, and so that's what we're going to do, and we're just talking for a little bit. If you have a comment or a question, we urge you to call in. We urge you to, if you're listening in by phone, press 1, and we'll see you. We'll punch you in so you can ask your question, or you could be prayed for on tonight. But we're talking about the necessity to pray for the nations and to actually not be selfish. And, you know, before we go to God for our own prayers and for our own needs, can we begin to remember the saints that are overseas, the saints that do not have, you know, we're still in the United States. It's still, we still have the privilege to have whole Bibles. We still have the privilege to congregate together in public. We still have the right to do these things. And, you know, and it might not be here long. Who knows? You know, we're praying for the best and we hope the best. But, you know, when you say that, people say have faith. But these are perilous times that we are living in. And the church needs to be able to pray to dictate those times. We pray and decree the will of the Lord so we can pray and dictate those times, because we know by faith that the end of the Bible says that the saints win. But we still need to hold up that bloodstained banner, and we still need to pray. Prophet Gray, we're going to bring him back on. And again, I'm going to go back to this new age, not new age spirit, but the zeitgeist spirit and this new world order spirit. And we were talking about witchcraft. And one of the things that a couple of the points and Prophetess Gray had brought up, and, you know, you notice in the early church, there were prophets and apostles that really dealt with, every saint has the ability to deal with witches and warlocks, but prophets and apostles, really, the saints relied on those gifts, on those true gifts, to be able to deal with some things that came and up, that crept up unawares, or that came into cities and regions, because Satan has strongholds over cities. And I think that's one of the reasons, and Prophetess Gray, you hit on it, that a lot of pastors, and we use Milwaukee because I know that's a city that is very heavy in witchcraft. It's like a mushroom cloud over the city. But a lot of the times pastors are in frustration and they are just stagnant because they don't allow the prophet to minister to the people. So can we talk about that while I still have you on the line? But can we talk about our leadership? And Prophet Gray, I want you to get on the back on the line too. Can we talk about leadership and how important it is to be secure in what you have, because, and how important it is to be secure in your gifting and what you have and what God has called you to do, especially as leaders, because like Prophetess Gray, like when you hit that, now when you hit that, you made a point about the pastors over here in Milwaukee, and they were being worn out. And right before we answer that, we have a question, so I'm going to punch them in. You are listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast.
Good evening, Prophet. How are you?
How are you, and who do we have this pleasure of speaking to?
How you doing, man? It's me, Prophetess Rosalind Jennings, and I want to acknowledge the prophetess and her husband as well.
Amen, amen, amen. So what, did you have a comment, question? You want to chime in a little bit?
Well, the reason why I call him, because Cassandra Strickland is in ICU fighting for her life. I just need somebody to touch and agree with me and pray with me for her.
Amen, amen.
For her
amen.
Kidneys and for the blood to stop. And we just believe in, you know, God for full control over healing and You know, that's what I'm calling for prayer for Cassandra Strickland and her family as well.
Okay, amen. So I'm going to just start that prayer. We're going to tag team this to Prophet Gray and his wife to pray, and we'll just lead in. When I stop, they can just take over. But, God, we thank you for Cassandra Strickland right now, Father God, in that ICU where she is in the name of Jesus. We thank you for regulating her blood flow, for regulating her cells, Father God, even in her bone marrow, Father God. We ask and decree and declare that you send angels to her room right now, Father God, to fight off any demonic attacks. She is in a hospital, so we cancel and we serve every witch and warlock that is around that hospital. Father God, notice in the name of Jesus that they must cease and assist all of their doings, Father God. We cancel any spells or any hexes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We decree that even as she's in there, Father God, any unforgiveness that you might find in her heart, Father God, take it out, God, in the name of Jesus. And we decree a speedy recovery and a healing, Father God, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, we decree and declare that she is healed. We pray for her family, that there be no doubt in the room, Father God, that they will be strong and strengthened in this time and in this period, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give them soundness of mind, Father God, not a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, Father God. Let them keep their minds focused, Father God. Cancel the soothsayers, Father God. Cancel the naysayers in this time and in this period, Father God, and encourage their spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Prophetess Archer.
Father, in Jesus' name, we declare your word over this sister right now, God, that she is whole on today. Father, we bind every attack of the enemy. We bind that spirit of death right now in the name of Jesus. We call her to life right now. We speak to the dry bones right now according to Ezekiel 37, and we call them to live right now. We call life back into her right now in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, Lord God, if we pray, Lord God, that you would hear us, oh God. And so on today, Father, we pray for this sister. We command a speedy recovery, Lord God. We command healing, Lord God, wholeness, Lord God, in her body right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we loose warring angels for her to fight for her life right now in the name of Jesus, and we bind the enemy that will try and take her life, even in that hospital, any nurse that's working for the enemy. We bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, any doctor that's working for the enemy. We bind that spirit right now, and we command it right now to be into the sea right now in the name of Jesus. We declare life for her. We declare wholeness for her, God, in the precious name of Jesus, and we say, God, have your way in her life, Lord God. Move upon her like never before, Lord God. Let your peace rule and abide inside of her, even as she lay there, Lord God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a liar. You are bound by the blood of Jesus. You loose your hold right now in the name of Jesus. You cannot have her. We bind you up. We bind every imp. We bind every demonic force that's assigned against her, every contract right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
And we declare victory right now.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Declare victory over her body. We
Thank
declare
you,
victory in her mind. We declare wholeness, that she will bounce back and she will remember your word, Lord God. And even now, Father, we thank you that you're ministering to her, Lord God, as she lay there and rest, oh God, that you're putting praises on her lips and praises in her heart, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We declare it done in Jesus' name.
And thank you, Father God. And we decree that the doctors do know what's going on. We give them wisdom and knowledge. May it flow to them right now in the name of Jesus. They do know what's going on. This is not something that's idiopathic. We decree and declare they know what's going on. God, send it to them. Give them the means to find out what's going on. They know how to treat it. They know what to do, Father God. And they know how to do it in a time that is speedy in the name of Jesus. Give them the revelation and the wisdom from heaven, Father God, to do what they need to do in Jesus' name. Prophet Gray.
And Father, right now, God, we just come against, God, the spirit of premature death, though, right now, God. Father, we come against the spirit of fainting, oh God. Father, you said men should always pray and not faint, God. So we come against that spirit, God, that would even cause the family, God, to faint in this season, in this hour, God, to give up hope. God, we come against and break the spirit of hopelessness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, because your word says, is there anything too hard for God? And Father, we know, God, that her healing, God, was even manifest, God, 2,000 years ago, God, when Jesus' blood was shed, God. For your word says, by his stripes we were healed. Father, so we thank you, God, even now, God, by the blood of Jesus, God, that Cassandra Strickland is healed delivered, and set free, God. So the spirit of hopelessness, oh God, that would even engulf the family right now, God, we uproot you, we bind you, you foul demon, send you back to the dry place, and God, we decree a spirit of faith be released upon them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, you said, how can two walk together except they agree? So, Father, we decree, God, that they shall agree by their faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Let your spirit, God, begin to saturate, God, even the room that they're in, God. Let your glory begin to fall, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because we know no sickness, no illness, no disease, God, can stand, God, your presence, God, and your glory. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, God. Now, we just decree, God, that the spirit of infirmity is bound right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and sent back to the dry place, God. We say, we speak to Cassandra, and we say, take up thy bed and walk. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Amen. And we pray for Prophetess Jennings right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Prophetess Jennings, for God putting this burden on you, and you're using you to stand in the gap. We pray that your faith be strengthened. We pray that your spirit be encouraged in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for calling in, and we thank you for having that sister on your mind. You know, the Bible says we're supposed to bear the burdens of the weak, and we should help our brothers and our sisters out. And some people don't know the deep spiritual meaning of that sometimes, because sometimes you can pray for somebody, but in order to stand in the gap, if something is toppling over, if my table is broke and I take a book and I slide that book under there, and I take a book and I slide that book under that table, that book is standing in the gap so that table won't fall. That means that book has to take some of the weight of that table. So sometimes when we stand in the gap for people, God, we really don't know sometimes what we're really asking God to do. You have to know how strong you are when you stand in the gap. So I want to thank you for standing in the gap for that sister, and we come in agreement with you. Where two or three agree, let every word be established in the mouth of two or three. But where two or three come together, we know he's in the midst, and we are believing God. And please keep us posted. We know that God
is.
Amen.
I thank you. I just want to thank God. I just want to thank you and the prophet and her husband. Thank you so much for standing together for Cassandra and her family. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
Woman of God. What's your name? I'm sorry. Prophetess Jennings.
I just hear
the Lord say, this is a season of acceleration and promotion for you. I don't know what's going on in your life, but this is just a set time for you. It's a set time that things are going to just seem to gel for you. You're going to begin to move, and as you move, it's going to be an ease that you've never seen. The hell that you've suffered in the past is going to be erased. And when you move into whatever you're doing in this season, is just going to be just a gel. It's just going to be like you're just going to slide in, and people are going to wonder, where did she come from? Because God is raising you up in this season, woman of God. Elevation, acceleration is your portion right now, in Jesus' name.
And he didn't see, you know what, and when you get prophets together, you know how that was. I hear the Lord saying, no more wandering. I see him putting you in a fixed place, no more wandering, no more moving around. There's some solidification going on. There's a foundation that's being established in this season. It's like I see you going to and fro, and I see you wandering, but I see this is a season of foundation for you, and God is building some things, so he's founding you. And there's some things, I don't want to say in the past, but even around family, it's like you're a light. He set you as the light to your family. So God is going to found you. He's going to plant you so you can begin to move forth in the ministry. It's like, God, you know, I've been ministering, what to do. And like as the man of God said, I'm just confirming because he just said it. This is the season you're going to see a lot of things confirmed because God is giving you a foundation.
Thank you, because I've really been feeling that God has forgotten about me and my three brothers that I've been praying for to come home from prison, and I needed to hear that. I've been crying out to God on behalf. This situation with Cassandra has renewed my faith and trust in God. You understand? So not only I'm standing in the gap for her, I got three brothers, and everything falls on me. And I'm like, God, where are you in this situation? You know, so I just thank God for the word. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, and we thank you for tuning in. Be blessed and enjoy your night. And you can call us or text us anytime, and we'll lift them up.
Thank you.
All right. All right. You are on the Strategically Prophetic Radio broadcast.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. May I ask who we have the pleasure of speaking to?
Evangelist Stubbs.
Evangelist Stubbs, how are you?
I'm fine.
Awesome.
I'm calling for prayer for two of my nephews, no, three of my nephews. One of my nephews, he's a young minister and he's married, and his marriage is having a little trouble right now. Even as I, he asked me to send him some money because he doesn't live here. I live in Chicago, and he's in Rockford. He asked me to send him some money so that he could come here to get away from his wife, but both of them are saved, and the enemy is just working in their marriage. And then my other two nephews, both of them are in jail, so I'm asking for prayer for my nephews.
Amen. Prophetess Grace?
Yes, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for these brothers and sisters, Lord God, especially for the married couple right now. Father, we bind every demonic attack, every marriage-breaking spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you have been served notice. Your contract is canceled against this couple. The blood of Jesus stands against you for this couple. The blood right now, we release the blood upon their minds, upon their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we release salvation to come back into their hearts, into their minds right now, God. We ask, Lord God, that you move upon this couple like never before, Lord God. Restore them, Lord God, in their relationship and in their relationship with you, Lord God. Restore them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Every contentious spirit that is working in them right now, we bind that spirit right now, every spirit of disagreement. We bind that spirit, every spirit of fault-finding. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We come against you now, and we send you to the sea. We send you to the dry place. You have no authority, and you have no power. And even for those brothers that are locked up, God, you said, Lord God, that you would begin to release the men out of prison, Father. And so on today, God, I'm standing in the gap for those brothers, Lord God, that they will be released back to their families, Lord God, and that they will be converted in their hearts and in their minds, Lord God, not to go back to that bondage, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of bondage that's been set against them, every generational curse right now, in the name of Jesus, that's set against these brothers, and we command that spirit to be in the dry place. We command it to be cast into the sea. Father, we ask that you save their souls, Lord God, that you bring salvation to their hearts, Lord God. If they have not received you, oh God, we ask you to minister to their hearts and to their minds right now, Lord God. Let them be changed, Lord God, as a result of their experience in prison, Father. In the name of Jesus, we call their souls in on today, Lord God. We call them saved. We call them mighty men of God. We call them
Thank you, God.
We call them vessels meant for your use, your Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. And so, God, we ask, Lord God, that you move upon them right now, Lord, and move upon this sister, Lord God, for even having a heart to ask for prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that she didn't keep it secret, Lord God, that she needed prayer. She needs some people to stand in the gap, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Answer all her requests, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Increase her, overtake her, Lord God. Give her knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Lord God. Even revelation, Lord God. Take her to higher heights in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even in her natural life, Lord God, flourish her, Lord God. Elevate her, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we bind every attack of the enemy against her, Lord God.
Thank you,
John. We bind every false spirit that will try and come against her now, God, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that will speak to her mind, God, we bind that spirit right now. We command it to go into the dry place now, in the name of Jesus. And Father, stir her up the more, Lord God. Oh, Father, bind all spirits of tiredness, Lord God, that will come over her, God. Give her strength to praise you and to worship you, Lord God. Oh, Father, stir up the love inside of her for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare
you,
it
Father.
Done in Jesus' name.
And Evangelist Studs, before I let you go, because we have a couple more calls, but before I let you go, I just heard the Lord say, you know, I just heard the Lord say in my spirit and drop that. Well, let me rephrase. I heard him drop that in my spirit. About you, you have to release the prophetic word that you get. You get a prophetic word, whether it's through prayer, but you will get a prophetic word or a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. You have to take that word of wisdom and that word of knowledge, and you got to pray that thing prophetically and decree it and declare it, because your prayers have prevented some things from happening to some people. And I know you said some people are in jail, but it could have been worse than that. Lord have mercy. It could have been a whole lot worse than that. But prayer still protects and still keeps people. So God has a purpose for some people, because some people won't listen to reason. It's not like they didn't have the word. I mean, my God. It's not like they were not raised right, but they just make decisions the way they want to make decisions. And that's what I'm seeing and hearing for you. But you keep praying that word and decreeing and declaring that word and releasing it prophetically and praising God and just believe God and just watch it. So you haven't done anything wrong. You've done what you were supposed to do. And you just stay where you are and stand flat-footed and continue to do what you are doing and what the Lord is leading you and guiding you to do, and stand flat-footed. So just be encouraged in your walk in Jesus' name. And I want to thank you for calling in.
And Evangelist Stubbs, I have one other thing, too. I heard stability and arrested development. So for your nephew, just pray that the Lord will give him stability, and he and his wife, and also bind up the spirit of arrested development for them both, because the scripture says, "What God has joined together, let no man pull asunder." What I see so often in younger folks, or in just folks in general, they go into a relationship not really knowing each other. They go into a relationship because that's what the church says. Okay, you got to get married so that you can do you know what people want to do. But the devil is a lie. He is a liar. He's the father of all lies. Break that spirit of stability, or instability, I should say, and that spirit of arrested development, and come against just that mind-binding, mind-boggling spirit of confusion that causes people to go into marriages without understanding that this is a covenant, that covenant-breaking spirit also. So, I encourage you not to. And again, I know that we have family members, and go to the Lord. I encourage you not to empower people to do what's not right in the sight of God's eyes, okay?
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in. Be blessed, and we just thank you. And we will just continue to pray, and you know you can call in anytime or send us a text or chime in the chat room.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You are on the Strategically Prophetic Radio broadcast.
How are you? Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, sir, and who are we speaking to?
This is Minister Taylor.
Minister Taylor, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you doing, Prophet?
I'm great.
I would just like to hit on about two points. I'll be real quick and brief. Prophetess Cassandra, I believe, when she first called in, this is more to the listeners. I love the way she said that she wanted prayer, but if we were paying attention, she first said, "I want you guys to touch and agree with me on the healing for her family member or her friend." The Bible tells us where two or more come together in agreement, it will be done for his name to receive the glory. So I just want to let the listeners know to get in their word, and you have to put the word on your situation. You know, you have to tell God, "Daddy, you said," you know, like when you were a kid, you know, "Mama, you said we was going to go to McDonald's." You know, so when you put God's word, not to demand it on them, but you're putting it back on them, he has to move on that, you know. He has to move. Otherwise, he has to come off the throne. He's a liar, and he's not coming off his throne for no one. You know, so if he said it, he meant it, and he will do what he said. Second of all, I want the listeners to know that the prayer you guys were praying, this is what they meant when they said to go into spiritual warfare. You were binding, you were loosing, you were declaring, and you were decreeing. And the Bible also says whatever is bound on heaven and on earth is bound in the heavens. Whatever is loose on earth is loose in the heavens. And it didn't say anything in particular. It says whatever. So I just want to encourage listeners and to let them know, go into spiritual warfare for yourself. You know, the prophets, the ministers, we could pray, we could bind, we can loose. But until you receive that thing in your heart, and until you speak that thing for yourself, that's when it's going to actually move and come into place. Lastly, I want to I'm going so fast. Lastly, I want them to know that if you really want to get a blessing, if you notice how you guys are praying for someone else, as Prophetess Grace said earlier, you know, you pray for yourself, but you intercessor prayer. You pray for the leaders. You pray for the leaders of the world. You know, you're praying for the sickly, the homeless. The best way, one of the best ways to get a blessing through is to pray for someone else. You give, right, and you will receive. Once again, that's putting the word on it. The Bible says, give and it will be given unto you. So that blessing, that prayer that you're sending up for someone else, just know that God is looking down on you, and what he'll do for one, he'll do for you.
Amen.
And I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to let you know I listen in on you. I listen to Prophetess Gray and Prophet Gray all the time. Those are my family members. And it's just a blessing to be among his presence and to receive his word. And just keep up the good work, man. God bless you.
Amen. Well, God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to the radio broadcast on tonight.
All righty.
Have a blessed night.
You too, buddy.
You were on the Strategically Prophetic Radio broadcast. How can we help you on tonight?
Yes, I'm calling in for prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
I need prayer in every area in my life. I have a lot of sickness going on within myself and my family and financial. I just needing prayer.
Amen. So, Father, we just thank you right now for our. Do you want to give us your first name or you just?
Sister Graham.
Sister Graham. Well, we'll start out. We'll just pray for you, Sister Graham. We thank God for Sister Graham right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. This is your daughter. She's asked for prayer in every area of her life, Father God, and prayer for sickness specifically. So we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we just want to give you the glory on tonight. We pray that you touch this sister's life, Father God. Father God, you know what she needs, Father God. Touch her heart, touch her mind, her spirit. We decree and declare, Father God, touch her body, send strength to her bones, Father God. Send strength to her blood system. We decree every hormone be regulated, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch every organ in her body, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Cancel any idiopathic, Father God, diseases, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But Father God, hold her mind together, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let her begin to decree and declare your word, Father God. Increase her faith in this time that she is going through, Father God, as we know that in times when we are weak, Father God, others can stand in the gap and decree and pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I give you the glory and the honor. We stand in the gap for our sister, Father God. We decree the healing over her body. We bind up the spirit of infirmity or sickness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and we give you the honor, Father God. We cancel any generational curses, Father God, that may be in her life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Any spirits of poverty that might be in her life, Father God, go back to the bloodline. We cancel all spirits of witchcraft, Father God, that might be in her bloodline, God, in the name of Jesus. We cancel rebellion. We thank you for your word, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. When she begins to pray, Father God, give her revelation and wisdom, Father God, on what is going on, God. Cancel bitterness, Father God. Hallelujah. Show if there's any unforgiveness, Father God. We uproot it right now in the name of Jesus. Reveal it to her that she can take it to the altar, Father God. Hallelujah. And leave it there, Father God, and touch her mind. Bring strength to her mind. Bring clarity to her mind, Father God. Rejuvenate her prayer life, Father God. When it feels like she can't pray, Father God, unclog, Father God, her spiritual life, that she will be able to pray more. Let not this situation that she's going to clog her spiritual life, Father God, or clog her prayer life, Father God. And the enemy will not wear you down. This will not wear you down in the name of Jesus. You be strengthened in the Lord and all the things that we go through. And you surround yourself by people that mean you good. Father, I decree and declare right now that she cut every ungodly soul tie, Father God. We sever the ungodly soul ties that's from around her, even if they are in family, even if they are around her in her family, Father God. We cut those ungodly soul ties, Father God. Hallelujah. Give her a right relationship with her family members, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and with friends and the people in the environment that is around her, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it. Does Prophet Gray or Prophetess Gray, if they have anything, you can chime in, or you can pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. and don't be weary in well-doing. And this is a season that the enemy is trying to wear down the saints. He'll wear down the saints, and he'll take one situation and use it to do another situation and use it, and he'll daisy chain a whole lot of situations to try to wear out the saints, as Prophet Grace said a while back. So be encouraged and be strengthened in the Lord. And not saying that it's easy, but you got to get in that word, Prophet Grace.
Yeah.
And Father, we just break every spirit of false burdens, God. We come against imbalance right now, God. And Father, that strong man of Python, oh God, that would try to squeeze the very utterance out of this mighty woman of God. Father, we lose confusion against those foul demons right there, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind all mind-boggling demons right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you spirit of octopus, uprooting your tentacles out of her mind right now. We bind that spirit of confusion, God, and we release peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said you give him perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, God. So, Father, we cut that spirit of confusion that would try to overtake her, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We come against that foul demon, God, that would even interrupt her sleep, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that would cause her to wrestle even in the night season, God. Father, we just decree, God, that, Father, you would release revelation right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We come against spiritual cataracts, oh God, that would blind her, God, that you would show the direction that you have ordained for her in this season, oh God. Father, even upon her ear gates, Father, we decree, God, that you would open her spiritual ear gates, that she would be able to hear the direction. For you said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they won't follow. Father, we curse the voice of the strange man right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, and Father God, your love, God, let the love of God begin to overtake her, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Father, we come against that spirit of loneliness, and Father, we curse the spirit of abandonment right now, God, that spirit that says, oh God, she's been left by herself, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, for she is not by herself, God, for Father, you'd never leave us nor forsake us, you'd be with us always, even unto the end of the earth, God, in the name of Jesus. Woman of God, it is, you're not by yourself. I know you feel like you're isolated. You feel like nobody knows, nobody has seen the things that you've gone, because I hear that you sacrificed a lot to follow on with the Lord. But God says, in this season, in this hour, sister, you have not been forgotten. You have not been forgotten. See, the enemy, as Prophet Ward said, comes to cause a spirit of hopelessness to come upon us. Jesus, I hear faithfulness. I hear faithfulness, that you've been faithful over a few. God said he's going to make you ruler over many. But as he also said, too, you need to delve into that word. You need to find the word that God has released for you, because he's no respecter of person, woman of God. It seems like you've been looking around. You've been seeing the wicked even flourish. But this is a season, and this is a time that God has told me it's acceleration time for the people of God. One day you may be walking in driving a 1972 Cadillac, but tomorrow could be Rolls Royce, because it's a time that God is dropping suddenlies upon us. But we have to, our spiritual eyes have to be open, and our spiritual ears have to be open, and we have to be walking in a place of pure obedience. Because in this season, woman of God, when God is going to speak some things that aren't going to make a whole lot of sense, but as they go, your obedience will cause you to walk into next season. And that next season is the season of blessing and dominion. I hear dominion because it seems like the enemy in this hour has been running roughshod over you. But you need to go back to your prayer closet, woman of God. You really need to go into your prayer closet. You need to shut the doors. I don't know if you've got children or not, but you need to find the direction that God has for you, because just that hearing, I heard a man of God said, hearing is the stronghold of faith. When you hear God, oh, that's God, there is nothing that can stop you. But God has some instruction for you in this season, woman. If you, woman of God, you hear that instruction, that's when you're going to walk into your blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so amen. Well, we thank you. We pray. You know, when you pray for people sometimes, and that's one of the things, that's why we like prayer. When you pray for people, when people say, you know, they need prayer, even us as ministers and prophets and pastors and teachers, we need prayer sometimes. And so we need someone to stand in the gap for us sometimes. And so we just get strength when our brothers and sisters grab our hand and pray for us, because we're one body and one spirit. So we just pray that you got some strength, and we thank you in the name of Jesus for calling, and we pray
thank
that
you.
You are strengthened in the name of Jesus. We pray that you get into your word and get those healing scriptures and see what God has said about you, and hold on to those scriptures in this season.
And war.
And we war with the word. Amen.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You. God bless you all.
No problem. Be blessed.
No problem.
You are on the Strategically Prophetic Radio broadcast. How may I help you?
Good evening. How you doing?
We are great. We are great. Who are we speaking to?
This is Terrence Myers.
Mr. Myers, how are you on tonight?
I'm doing wonderful.
Awesome.
Enjoying
awesome.
The show.
Amen. Amen.
No,
go ahead. Did you have a question or comment or a prayer? Because we're waiting on you.
Just asking for prayer for my wife. She's been having some stomach pains for the past week or so. And some guidance for, I have a 13-year-old niece. Asking for guidance and with her. In her daily life and activities. And she'll choose the right people to be around.
Your 13-year-old niece?
Yes.
Amen. Has she declared the Lord?
Yes.
Amen. So, amen. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to pray and then I'm going to tag. I'm going to let Prophetess Artra, actually, I'm going to let Prophetess Artra go ahead and enter in. Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, we pray right now for our sisters, Lord God. We stand in the gap for them, Lord God, and we bind every demonic attack against them. We bind every confederacy. We bind every thing that the enemy has set, every contract that he has set against them right now in the name of Jesus. We command sickness to go right now in the name of Jesus. We command peer pressure to be under the subjection of the Lord right now in the name of Jesus, that this young person will listen to your voice, oh God, and they will obey what you say to do, Lord God. And even the sister that has been feeling the pain in the abdomen right now, God, we command that spirit to uproot itself out of her right now in the name of Jesus. We command every infirmity to be gone in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of backlash, retaliation that's been set against her, we bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We command healing. We command your healing angels, Lord God, to be released upon her right now in the name of Jesus. All pain, you must go in the name of Jesus. All demonic attacks, that's what I keep hearing, demonic attacks, this is witchcraft. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. Come out of her body. Loose her and let her go. We bind you, Satan. We bind your imps. We bind every infirmity spirit right now that will try and lodge itself in her abdominal area. We command that spirit to release itself and to move in the name of Jesus. We command that spirit to be bound by the blood and to come out in the name of Jesus. We pray your word right now, Lord God. You said that we are redeemed by the from the curse, O God, in the name of Jesus, and cursed is he that is hung on a tree. And Jesus, you done that for us many years ago, and so we declare her healing right now. We declare that she is whole right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you bore all of our infirmities right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you taking on all of our sickness right now. So we declare right now that she is healed. And even now we declare Psalms 91 around her body, around her head, around her chest right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The scripture says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God,
thank
that
you,
she's
God.
Under your shadow and she's under your protection
thank
right
you,
now.
Father.
Even the young lady, Lord God, they're both under your protection right now. And so, Father, we say have your way with them, Lord God. Move by your spirit upon them, Lord God.
Thank you, God.
Protect their minds. Protect their hearts, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Satan, you are bound by the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Father God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. And we pray for that 13-year-old niece. We decree and declare. We decree and declare that every spirit the enemy likes to to assign to her mind, even at a young age, we cut off witchcraft, the spirit of the age. We cut it off, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that her spirit would be infused with the word of God, that people are lifting her up. We pray that people are catching her in the spirit, that her name will fall upon their hearts to pray and intercede for her in the name of Jesus, no matter where she would be. Father, we thank you for the spirit of conviction on her life. Father God, that she will hear the words of those that are saved and the words of those that are saved, quoting the scripture. This is the scriptures that she's going to hear, but we pray that she will hear those who have warned her, hear those who love her, hear those who have taught her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that that word will come up in her spirit, Father God, to fight for her, even when she's around friends and they try to pull her mind to go to the left or to the right, Father God, plant her feet. Father God, we pray that she will not get a haughty spirit, but that she will stand flat-footed, Father God, even in this age, as hard as it will be. We cut, Father God, every ungodly soul tie from around her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We circumcise her sphere of influence and her friends that are around her. And we decree and declare that you are able to place friends that are around her that mean her well. Father God, friends that are around her, Father God, that will add to her, not take from her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We also decree and declare against every spirit that is hindering her in school, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We decree that she is a productive student, Father God. We even decree and declare that she will go to college, she will go to school, Father God. Begin to trailblaze and burn out a path, Father God, and a direction for her life. Let her destiny be sure, Father God, because you have a purpose for her, Father God, a future and a hope, Father God, and let her know that in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cancel the spirit, the voice of the enemy that comes and tells her she can't. We come against insecurity that might rise up against her to make her feel like she's not wanted or do not belong in the name of Jesus, but we send a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, Father God. Let a spirit of love, Father God, righteousness and peace be in her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and place people around her that will prophesy into her life at a young age, into this young soil of her spirit, that will prophesy to the dry bones in her life at a young age, so they will give fruition to life down the road in the name of Jesus. And let her be an influence to those that are around her. Raise her up. Let her have a trailblazing walk in the name of Jesus. Make her be a leader, Father God, and give her the boldness and the strength to do so in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And Father God, even at a young age, reveal the gifts that you have called her to, the talents that you have called her to, Father God. May she consecrate them to you, Father God. Let no man or woman come and try to take and steal her gifts and seduce her into using her gifts for worldly means and purposes, Father God. But may they be used for you to build your kingdom, Father God. And may, Father God, her gift make room for her. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray and we give you the glory and the honor, Father God. And we thank you. Amen. Well, we thank you, Mr. Mayor, for calling in. Be blessed. We thank you for tuning in to the show.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Well, be blessed and have a great night.
You all too.
Okay.
Bye.
Amen. And there are some people, I know some people might be listening. See, one of the things, I remember I came up in church and some people said, well, everything's not a, I know some people, I remember I was in PAW, Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, and some people called that a cult. I remember, you know, we pray for people. People say, well, everything's not a spirit. But everything has a spiritual origin. Everything has a wind behind it. Everything has something that is moving and putting it in motion for it to proliferate in the minds of individuals. But there's balance to that because everything has a spiritual nature to it, but everything is not a demonic spirit. Because we, you know what I'm saying? So I heard one preacher say, you know, it was kind of dangerous because in the church has gotten into this state of flux where the individual no longer exists. So now it's either a spirit of God or it's the spirit of Satan. And so they have lost themselves. And that's not the doctrine of discerning spirits. The doctrine, we talk about discerning spirits, and technically speaking, you know, you talk about discerning spirits. There are people that can see demonic spirits when they're physically in the room. I know people that can see through they can see right into the room and see demonic spirits, but for most of us, when we talk about that gift, we talk about, oh, you have the Holy Ghost. I'm able to discern where that person is coming from. They don't mean you no good. We talk about discerning like it's just something that does not have to be sharpened or trained in order for it to be used. But the Bible talks about, is it in the book of Hebrews, having your senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So a lot of us, to say we discern, we're really not discerning. We're going off intuition. That their godly discernment has not been exercised enough in ministry for them to even be able to trust their own discernment. But we lose ourselves sometimes because everything is not a demon, and you know, and everything is not God. Sometimes it's just you, and a lot of the stuff we attribute to the spiritual realm, like, you know, there are higher demonic echelons, but witchcraft or variance or sorcery is a work of the spirit. It's a work of the flesh. Love, envy, strife, emulations, all these things, these are works of the flesh. So a lot of things that are works of the flesh just takes an act of your will to say, I need to stop doing this. And you need to just stop doing it and get the word of God to help you stop doing it. It's not the devil, but it's so much easier when we say I'm doing something and I got a spirit of lust. Oh, get this thing off of me. Or I'm operating in this. Get it off. Well, how about you stop it? So having said that, we're going to get into the prayer. We have a few minutes left. Let's just get into the intercession. We're going to take a small break and then we're going to come on back to the show. If you are tuned in, you're listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Calvin Ward, and tonight we will be doing a special program where we are praying for the nation, praying for the world, and praying for you. If you have a comment, call in, a question, please call in. The number is 619-393-6483. Again, 619-393-6483. If you are called in, press 1, and we can chime you in for your questions and your prayers. You are listening to the Strategically Prophetic Broadcast, and I'm your host, Calvin Ward.
Come to worship him on tonight.
You are listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. I am your host, Calvin Ward, and tonight we have called a special program. We're just praying for the nation and praying for you. So if you want prayer, or you want to make a comment, or you have a question, please call 619-393-6483. You call in, press 1 so we can get you in for your prayer or your question. You are listening to the Strategically Prophetic Broadcast, and I'm your host, Calvin D. Ward. Amen, amen. I want to thank you guys for tuning in on tonight. And what we're going to do now is go into what we're here for. We're going to begin to pray for the nation, to have Prophet Gray and his wife pray for the nation. They had a burden to do this on tonight. They called me. They said, hey, you need to do a show on tonight. And it was the Lord. You need to do a show on tonight so we can pray for the nations. And that's their burden. And I respect everybody that is in the Lord, because we have to respect our brothers and sisters and listen to the Holy Spirit that's in them. So they just texted me, and within 10 minutes we had the show up, and we were on air. So we were ready to go. So at this point, Prophet Gray and Prophetess Gray, I'm going to pass the mic to you guys, and we have 30 minutes left. I'm going to pass the mic to you guys so that we can begin to pray and intercede for the globe, for the nation, and for the region, and for individuals and our leadership.
I just want to just reiterate why we're doing this. I know you asked us earlier, but we men should always pray and not faint, is what the scripture says. But what I see on a daily basis is that I see that there's a strong spirit of hopelessness even in the saints. It's in this hour, in this season, I believe it's Daniel, the 7th chapter and the 25th verse, says that Satan comes to wear out the saints. It seems like we, and I think you mentioned that earlier, it was a teaching I did a little while ago. And also, Jeremiah 12 and 5, if we could just go to Jeremiah 12 and 5 just really quickly. Jeremiah 12 and 5. And I'm just going to read it real quick. It says, if thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? And if the land of peace wherein thou treadest, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? Basically, God is going on to tell Jeremiah, I mean, if you can't stand the footmen, what are you going to do when the horses come? And if the land of peace where you are, where you trusted, the place that you live, that you're familiar with, if you're familiar in a place where you are, you're getting worried. What's going to happen when I call you to a place that's going to even have more turmoil? It basically, all I'm saying is that the things that we're experiencing, they aren't abnormal. We should be in a place where, even though these things are coming against us, we should be in a place in God that we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and have enough spiritual fortitude, because I know when I was in the military, they used to tell us that we needed to have intestinal fortitude, enough spiritual fortitude that we can go into our prayer closet and say, okay, God, where is this attack coming from, and what strategy have you given me in this hour, God, to begin to combat that, Father? Or, God, which angels, God, release these angels on my behalf to begin to fight with these oppressors that are coming against me, God, or to begin to cut off the supply line of the enemy, because, again, you got to be strategic about this. And as a soldier, I'm a strategist. So I know when I'm about to attack the enemy, I'm cutting off everything that's going to bring him reinforcements. So we need to understand that in this hour, in this season, when we're under that spiritual attack, we need to go to God. We need to go into our prayer closet and say, God, what do you say about this situation? And this is the time that we are in the last days, and I've said this so many times in the book of Acts. Peter said, this is what the prophet Joel spoke about. In the last days, I pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Very familiar passage of scripture, but that was over 2,000 years ago that he said the last days. And I know that people will say, well, the day is as in a day in the eyesight of God is as 1,000 years. So, okay, 2,000 years ago. So let's look at that as 2 days. He said the last days. So We're in a time where things are accelerating. We're in a time where it seems like the attacks of the enemy are intensifying because his time is short. So as saints, we need to come and lock up in a place of prayer. We need to gird our loins. We need to get into a place where we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and begin to prophesy and speak to the atmosphere and call in the resources that we need to be about our Father's business in this last these last days, and also we need to be into a in a place where we can see where those the greatest attacks are going on, and begin to call in reinforcements from the heavenly realms, legions of angels, to begin to protect the people of God that are in those regions, because ultimately, we're called to win souls. We're called to release the kingdom of God in this old dying world. We're called to call in as many people as we possibly can to release this gospel. So there's hindrances that are come, and that's what we need to pray. We need to break those hindrances. And I know that there's a pastor friend that we have, a wonderful man of God, but I can hear in his voice when I talk to him, I can hear the burden that's upon him. I can hear the weight in that region. I can hear the things that are going on. So we're just going to pray. We're going to just decree, Father, in Jesus' name, and Archer, I'm just going to briefly pray, and you're going to, after I'm done, you can go ahead and pray, and then we'll take some more callers if there are. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we just thank you for this time, this hour, God, this time of intercession. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for our agreement, God. When you say we're two or three are gathered in your name, God, you be in the midst. So, Father, in Jesus' name, God, we just pray, God, for the United States right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, especially in this time, oh, God, of elections, Father, God, you said the heart of the king is in your hand, Father. You said the powers that be are ordained by God. So, Father God, we bind up every demonic confederacy, God, that would try to, Lord God, even get into the elections in this hour, in this season, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind up spirits of confusion, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Spiritual wickedness in high places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lose confusion, God, against those demonic, Lord God, confederacies, God, that even been set, God, to attack our government, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, in Jesus' name, God, we lift up every church, God, every pastor, every leader, God, in this hour, in this season, God, in the United States, God, and around the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bind up the spirit of confusion, God. God, we come against spirits of weariness right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For you said men ought to always pray and not faint, God. So we break and bind the spirit of fainting, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we say right now, God, strengthen your men of God, strengthen your women of God, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree resources, God, to begin to be released, God, for the vision that you put inside of them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, even now, God, we say raise up workers, God. For you said truly the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few, God. You said pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers. And truly, God, you are the Lord of the harvest, God. So begin to raise up laborers in this season, in this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask, God, that you even, God, begin to open up, God, the revelation knowledge, God, wisdom, God, to the leaders, God, in this hour, in this season, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We come against the spirit of distraction, oh God, that would cause your leaders, oh God, Lord God, to get sidetracked, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We come against, God, every spirit of Python, oh God, that would try to squeeze the intercession out of God's people in this season and this hour, God. We come against spirits of divination, oh God, for even as Paul, oh God, and Silas were on their way, oh God, to the hour of, at the hour of prayer, God. Father, the woman full of divination, God, came to distract them, oh God. So, Father, we bind up that spirit right now, send it back to the dry place from which it came, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, in Jesus' name, God, Father, we just say right now, God, let your will be done on earth, God, as it is in heaven, God. Give us a, God, let us be sensitive, God, to your spirit, God. Let the leaders of this earth, God, not walk, God, in their soulish realm, God, but let them walk, God, in the spirit, God. For, God, you said, God, the carnal mind is enmity to you. So
thank
we
you, God.
Of carnality, God, that the enemy
Father.
Will try to release, God, against the leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, in Jesus' name, God, we just thank you, God, Lord God, every spirit of infirmity, God, that the enemy would try to even release, oh God, and against your leaders, God. Released in churches, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit right now, God, in the name of Jesus. For God, you said, by the blood of Jesus, God, we are healed, delivered, and set free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, just have your way, God, upon the leaders, God. Have your way, God, in the United States, God. Have your way, God, in the country of Uganda, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Pastor Kienji, God. We pray for Pastor Hoyle, God. We pray for the prophets, God, the intercessors, God, that have been standing on the wall, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. God, we ask, God, that you begin to strengthen them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them know, God, that they have not been, God, left behind, God. Let them know, God, that you are with them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give them strategies, oh God, to begin to build, oh God, your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way right now, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, aren't you? Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah,
yes. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father, we declare your word right now. We declare Isaiah 11 verses 2 and 3, Lord God, upon this nation, Lord God, that the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon us right now in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of wisdom and understanding and the spirit of counsel and the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of you, Lord God, will rest upon us right now, God. We declare that we are of quick understanding in the United States of America, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we fear you, Lord God. We thank you that we serve a God that is a God of truth. And so on today, Lord God, you are the judge on today, Father. We decree and declare, Lord God, that your will be done, Lord God, in this election, Lord God, that you will make every crooked path straight, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will burn out, destroy, and uproot every demonic confederacy, Lord God, every plan and scheme that the enemy has against the United States, God, and every plan and scheme that the enemy has against every person, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare, Lord God, that you are on the throne, Lord God, that you are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords. And so, Father, we release you in this land, Lord God. We release your spirit, Lord God, to go into the countries and to the homes, Lord God, and to every state, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Lord God, that your will is being done right now, Lord God, and that you're stirring up the Americans right now, Lord God, to serve you, Lord God, that you're placing on their hearts right now, Lord God, to live for you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We destroy every demonic force right now that will try and captivate our hearts and our minds to serve another God, but we serve you on today, Lord God, because
thank you, God.
We know that you are true. We know that you love us, Lord God. You've done a great thing for us, Lord God, when you sent your son on that cross for our sins, and no other God could ever do such a thing. So, God, on today, we stand, Lord God, for your word, Lord God. We stand, Lord God, for justice on today. We say you are the judge, Lord God, and you will pick the right candidate for this this country, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe right now, Lord God, that you're choosing and you're molding and you're making the person that's going to live by your standards, Lord God, for this country, and that will have the mind of you, Lord God, to take care of the people that will come, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, that you were the best example to us, and you told us to pray always, and you told us to pray for leadership. And so on today, we pray for those candidates, Lord God, that their minds will be turned to you, Lord God, and that their hearts will be turned to you, Lord God, and that you will give them understanding and knowledge, Lord God, on what needs to be done in this country to make this country a country that will serve you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you're placing a spirit of prayer inside of them, Lord God, and that they will consult you and not man, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And even across this nation, Lord God, we send up prayers, Lord God, for those that are homeless, Lord God. We send up prayers, Lord God, for those that are down and out, Lord God, for those that don't even know you, Father. We ask, Lord God, that you direct a saint, Lord God, to those people on today, Lord God, that they may hear your word, Lord God, that they may find you on today, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. We declare and decree, Lord God, that souls are being saved even now, Lord God. We declare and decree revival will break out right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that your will be done, oh God, and that souls are saved, Lord God, as a result, Lord God, of you sending your people out, your saints being strategically placed, Lord God, to bring the word to these people, Father, in the name of Jesus. We even pray right now for the unemployment rate, Lord God, that people will begin to get jobs. We pray for the businesses that they will increase, Lord God, and that
all the businesses will begin to get business from each other, Lord God, because we are a big circle and we all need each other. We thank you, Lord God, that this country is working in unity, Lord God, and that every resource that each person has, Lord God, is needed by another individual. And so on today, we bind the spirit of division right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of division in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of division in the schools. We bind the spirit of division in the churches. We bind the spirit of division in the health sector. We bind the spirit of division in business. We bind the spirit of division in the precious name of Jesus. No more greed. We bind that spirit. No more pride. We bind that spirit in the precious name of Jesus. No more I. No more me, no more myself, no more selfishness in the name of Jesus. And we declare unity in that we will think of other people other than on Christmas, Lord God. We will begin to think about others, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Place that burden, Lord God, upon our hearts, upon the entire world, Lord God, that we will think of the next person, Lord God. We thank you for those, Lord God, that have started foundations, Lord God, and that want to help other people, Father. And we say, Lord God, let it stretch out, Lord God, across these nations, Lord God, that everyone will want to help, whether it's children, whether it's women, whether it's teenagers, Lord God, whether it's men, Lord God, whether it's women, mothers, fathers, whatever the case, God. We declare and decree, God, that you,
thank
Lord
you.
God, will put it on our hearts, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
Because we are your vessels, Lord God, working in the earth realm, Lord God. And if anything is going to be done, it's up to us, Lord God. And so we thank you on today, Lord God, that you're using us, that you would use such a vessel, Lord God, like us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're making peace and harmony, Lord God, for those that want to live in America, Lord God. And so, Lord God, once again, you are the judge. You choose the candidate that is the most appropriate, that will live for you, that has your standards, that has your mind, Lord God. No deception in their hearts, no hidden agendas, no hand behind the back. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare it and we decree it in Jesus' name.
And
hallelujah.
And Father, we just thank you right now, Father God. We pray for this world, and I just feel that I want to pray for every, and not just, I know we got some pastors and leaders on the line, but I just want to pray for every leader in the name of Jesus. I know years ago I tell people this, they don't believe it, but I tell them God called me as a prophet to leaders. Somebody has to stand in the gap for leaders. Even during Christmas time when leaders are pouring out to other people, who is remembering our leaders? Even in the military, when they tell us to make sure your soldiers are taken care of, who remembers to take care of the leaders? That's always been a burden. So I stand in the gap right now, Father God. I stand in the gap right now for every leader, every minister, Father God, in this of this gospel in the world, Father God, every pastor who has started a work, Father God. They have obeyed the vision that you have given them. They have written it down, Father God. They have made it plain so that they that see it may read it and run. They have obeyed you, and now turmoil and frustration, Father God, has come in the name of Jesus. I pray for every leader in China, in the Philippines, across the world. Now that this time of frustration has come, Father God, it will not be for long. God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare. We decree and declare even more than that, that you just give them a heart, give them a spirit of faith, give them a mind to go through it, Father God. Give them vision and revelation, Father God. Hallelujah. Speak to them even the more. We upgird them in the name of Jesus, Father God. We decree and we speak to every church around the country, Father God, whether it be 5 members, whether it be 10 members, it's still a church. We decree and declare growth in the name of Jesus before the year is out. We decree and declare prosperity before the year is out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare finances and resources, Father God, supernatural, not connected to a tithe, but supernaturally just to be generated and given out of thin air, Father God, not because of nothing that they have done or nothing that they have sown, but because you are just God and you are obeying the vision that you gave them, Father God, that they have decreed and declared and attempted to build and raise up in this earth realm, Father God. I pray for the vision for every leader and pastor, Father God, that may hear this program, Father God, that you jumpstart their spirit. I cancel every demonic spirit from hell that is coming against their families in the name of Jesus. I bind up the spirits of confusion, any spirits of infirmity or sickness, these spirits of procrastination, Father God. I pray for every first lady, every pastor or minister's wife in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will be encouraged, Father God, in the name of Jesus. See, a lot of the times the enemy knows how to get to the leader, the pastor, because he knows how to get to the wife, but the devil is a liar, or the enemy will try to attack their children. So I decree and declare the blessing on every pastor's child, the blessing on every pastor and minister, apostle, prophet, teacher, Father God, every saint, everybody that's in leadership, Father God, whether they are volunteering or whatever, I decree that there is healing, health, and wholeness in their family, in their children's lives. I speak and decree and declare divine direction and correction and alignment, Father God, and realignment, Father God, in every one of their children's lives, Father God, in their wives' lives, Father God. Hallelujah. And even in their hearts, I decree that you open up a door for every pastor and every leader, Father God, that they won't have to work too long, Father God, that you will open up a door, Father God, drop buildings. I decree and declare that the heavens are open up. We release buildings. We pull down buildings. We pull down resources, Father God. Hallelujah. Let them catch the burden of the people in the region. And as they pray for the people in the region, Father God, you will begin to release and send people, Father God, to them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. We cancel every snake that may have been implanted in the ministry. God says that, I don't know who this is for. I know people are going to hear this prophetic word, but there have been people who have been strategically placed in ministries to cause confusion, to cause frustration, to cause division. There have been people that will go here and go there because they have the electronics over here. They have a bigger building, or they have more technology, or they have a name, or they're bringing in the ministers. You don't need them anyway. If God's going, how can the house be strong? How can the house be built except the Lord build it? They labor in vain except the Lord builds the house. They that labor in vain except the Lord build it. And in the name of Jesus, we speak encouragement to these leaders. And more than that, God, we speak to the demonic cohorts, these archons, powers, and rulers of darkness that Paul spoke of, Father God. We cancel these nine individual principal spirits that the enemy has assigned to different continental areas and regions of this planet. Oh, yes, Satan is organized, but we serve him notice. We decree that these principalities and these archons are in derision. Father God, we cancel this spirit of Python, which comes to squeeze. It's a slow spirit. It comes to try to squeeze out the life out of the saints, but we come against it in the name of Jesus. We decree that every spirit of witchcraft and mind control be revealed and subverted in every politician and every government around the world. Communism comes down, socialism comes down, every demonic, every seducing spirit and doctrine of devils. And a lot of these political ideas are doctrine of devils, but we serve them notice in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we take control over the minds of the youth in America, and we recaptivate their minds to the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and the honor, Father God. Raise up your church in this time and in this hour, Father God, your saints. We will not fail. We will not falter in the name of Jesus, but encourage us, your leaders, to go forth like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Let the prophetic and apostolic, let the true prophetic and apostolic raise up and begin, as the Bible says, they are the foundation of the church, Father God. And let us begin to take a burden, whether it's in front or behind closed doors, Father God, for the church to take on this burden and to intercede and to stand in the gap. And we decree and declare that America is righteous. We decree and declare America is prosperous. We decree and declare we cancel witchcraft out of these regions, out of Idaho, out of Ohio, and Nevada. There is a stronghold of witchcraft in those areas, and we need to pray. Nevada, Idaho, all up in that area, up in there. I don't even know. And I'm just seeing this. There's a tri-state area up in there, and there are some strongholds there in certain parts of the country. I see Nevada and the states that surround Nevada. We need to pray for all of those states. There are some strongholds of Satan that he has in those areas, and there are some warlocks. And God, give the saints revelation and give us wisdom, Father God, on what you would have us to do. Give us wisdom, Father God, on Satan and his devices, but give us more wisdom and revelation on what you want us to do. And we be strengthened in you. May we be strengthening you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and I declare that every saint will be protected. They will not have to be afraid. They will not fear that every disaster, it will pass over you in the name of Jesus. Our houses shall not be touched. Our cars shall not be touched. Our bank accounts shall not be touched. But everything that belongs to us, when calamity comes, hallelujah, and when these things come, they will pass us by in the name of Jesus because of our faith. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. And Prophet Gray and Prophet Archer, God, I pray for them in the name of Jesus. I thank you for their burden. I thank you for their call, their anointing, Father God, and their anointing for prayer, Father God, hallelujah, and their desire, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So I give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. And we have 6 minutes left. And I want them to, I want Prophet Gray, I want you and your wife, because this was you guys, as you guys called this show. I want y'all to speak to us for about three or four minutes. We got about 5 minutes left, so speak to us for about 3 or 4 minutes and give us some closing comments here. And before you do that, I think I have a caller here. You are on the air. You are on the Strategically Prophetic Radio broadcast.
Hi, I wanted the prophets to pray for me, please.
Amen, amen. And what is your name?
Christian.
Christian, all right. Well, amen. Well, I'll pass this over to either Prophet Gray or his wife, and we'll pray for you before we close tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Did you have anything specifically that you want to be prayed for?
I've been going through
not,
a storm.
Just
for, yeah, just
okay.
a storm.
Okay, well, we'll just pray in the name of Jesus. Our Prophet Gray, baby. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for our sister Christian, God. We just thank you for her right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her dedication. We thank you for her heart, Father God, to you, Father God, that she just wants to do the right thing, Father God. She just wants to do the will of the Lord, Father God, in this season, Father God, and we just give you the glory. We thank you that things, now, and here's one thing, things may look like they're not in the right place, but that doesn't always mean that things are in a state of confusion. Sometimes things that are in, when you look at things and it looks like it's confused, sometimes what we call confusion just means that we have all the right things. They're just in the wrong places. And so we just have to rely on God to give us the wisdom and give us the counsel and the understanding through his word or through his logos on how to get order in our lives so that he can come into our lives to do what he needs to do. Father, I thank you for my sister. I pray for direction in her life in this point in her life, Father God. I thank you that you will give her direction, give her a good godly counsel. Father God, I pray that she is a light, Father God, to those that are around her. I pray for salvation in her family, Father God, and those that are around her. You are using her to reach some people that are in her sphere of influence that are around her, even people that are in the places where she works, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for that. And God says you are a light. God says you are a light. God uses you to affect people. People watch you. They watch your personality. They watch what you do. You have people that are watching you that you don't even think are watching you, but people see the godliness that is on you. That ministers to people. So there are people that you minister to that you didn't even think that you ministered to because of the way that you walk. And it might just be stuff that you say. It might just be, you know, you might just say something to somebody. You might just smile. You might just greet them for today. But God has given us all gifts as he distributes them out. And so be encouraged in that fact. It doesn't have to be something all new or something great or grand. Your light still shines for Jesus in the things that you do each and every day. So be encouraged in that. And do not listen to a lot of people. There are a lot of people that are around you. It's not directly, but it's very subtle. So don't listen. I know people might say stuff and people might hint to stuff and people might look at you this way or that way, but just be strengthened in the Lord. You're doing what God has told you to do. This is a season. This is a season that's going to be a revealing of your gift. This is a season that's going to be a revealing of your purpose and your direction and your destiny in the Lord in this season of your life. God's going to open your eyes to some things. Your walk with God is going to get a little bit deeper. And I also hear the Lord saying, this is the season that you do need to fast, because as you fast more, this is the season for fasting for you. You need to get in, you need to declare some fast in your life, and you need to get in prayer and say, God, what do you want me to do? Because God's going to give you some answers to some key questions. It seems like there's been some blockages in prayer, but as you begin to go on fasting and praying, God's going to give you some answers to some things that you've been asking him for. And a lot of stuff that is happening to us and that's happening to a lot of saints in this season is because God says, come up hither. God says, I want you to come higher. But the only way I can get you to come higher, it seems like, is if I put something in the way that will cause you to go back to your knees and cause you to go back to the altar and cause you to come up to another level of prayer. So it raises you up to another level in the spirit to be able to deal with issues that are around you. And God is changing your perspective so you can see some things as not as important as they are. They may be important to you, but God says, I can handle it. God says, I can do it. God says, my hand is not short. God says, I am not blind that I cannot see. He can see all things everywhere and all the time. So, Father, I thank you for my sister. I'm going to pass this over to Patrick and Prophet so they can pray for you as well. But I thank you for my sister, Father God. Encourage her and strengthen her in this time, Father God. God, even bless her, Father God, in resources. Bless her in her time. Bless her in what she does behind closed doors, Father God. May you reward it in the open, Father God, and even bless her with promotion. Bless her in her job, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory. Prophetess Green.
Father, in Jesus' name, we declare and decree your word over this sister, Lord God, that every crooked path has been made straight, Lord God. We declare and decree, Lord God, that her request has been made known unto you, Lord God, and that you're answering it right now, Lord God, that you're strengthening her, you're encouraging her right now, Lord God. You're building her up in her most holy faith right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind every demonic force that will come against her. We command every demonic force to cease and desist right now in the name of Jesus. We bind you, Satan. You have no more authority. You have no more power. And, Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, that you're stirring her up, Lord God, that you're encouraging her right now, God, that you're giving her courage, Lord God, and to be bold, to speak your word, and to say what you say to say, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we decree blessings and overtake her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that she would do what you said to do, Lord God. We declare and decree, Lord God, that she will say what you say to say, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we just decree blessings in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I apologize, but thank you, Sister Christian. I pray that that encouraged you in Jesus' name. Prophet Gray, did you have a word?
No, I just hear that she is a leader. She's already a leader. I don't know what she does or what she is. She's a ministry gift. I can just hear that. That's all I have.
Amen. Amen. And I just pray God revealed that to you in this season so that you will know there's a boldness that's coming there. And you have faith. You have faith. You have faith. You have faith. You can make it. You have faith, and you're going to make it. Don't let the devil trick you. You have the faith to get through this because God will never give us more than we can bear.
Okay. Do you want to share the situation real quick? Or
well, if you would like, yeah, sure.
Going through a divorce. The court date is on the 31st, and need money for an attorney. Unemployed, on food stamps. Looking for a job. Two children. The car engine needs to be replaced, and or it could just stop at any time. And but people coming against me through the divorce with false allegations wanting to take my children. So I'm trusting God, and everything you said ministered to me greatly. I'm encouraged. I am going to stand strong for God, and I'm going to walk in my calling and my purpose. And I'm not going to let any of this stop me.
Amen. 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 And amen. Well, praise the Lord. And you do that, too, and decree and declare that word, because it was one of the, you know, we had one of the sisters that was at work, and I'm going to pass this over to Prophet Grace so he can close out, but we had one of the sisters who was at work, and she was going through one of the same things. She said she just came to church one night, and one of the ladies just hugged her and began to speak in tongues. She said, and I just felt peace. She said, I just got peace. She said, I just felt peace. And she said, because it was similar. Her husband was making accusations and trying to take her kids and trying to take her children and do some stuff, but she just says she felt peace. So we just pray that the peace of God is there with you and that God just gives you peace and open up those resources and just open up some doors. And, you know, and God can even flip some things that a settlement comes out in your favor where you got to get paid. God can do some things in the midst of a whole lot of our situations. So we'll just be praying for the favor of God in that situation and the favor of God to be upon you and him to just open up some doors. So we just thank God for you in Jesus' name.
Thank you. God bless you, brothers and sisters in Christ. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Amen. 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 Prop Gray, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I wish, you know, and that's why networking, I wish. And God's going to open up a door because for networking, I would love to, when I finish talking to people like that, And I'm going to ask God for that. I would love to have an account where people had PayPal account. And when I hear people going through stuff like that, I could just say, you know what, I'm just going to send you some money. And we're going to send you something. It might not be much, but it's a little something that we'll be able to send to help or to assist. You know, because word and prayer is good. But, you know, when you, you know, and I was in deliverance ministry. I know I've been in need sometimes. But when you need something and you need to be, when you need something, you need it. You know, and I heard one preacher say that 87% of Jesus's ministry was, he said it, how true it is. I'm just, I'm quoting him or repeating what he said. And I haven't looked it up, but he said that 87% of Jesus' ministry was meeting the needs of people, and the balance of that was him actually dealing with the direct issues of the gospel, singularly, and you know, by themselves, apart from meeting the needs of the people. So, you know, meeting needs of people is just something that we need to do. And I'm gonna say this: I'm a pastor to Prophet Gray. You know, I hope for the holidays that we can remember people, go to our shelters, you know, remember somebody at work that's in leadership. Bless them. You know, leaders are always trying to bless us. Bless somebody in leadership with something. And even at your work, even at your church, you know, and then go to the homeless shelters and pay them a visit if you can. And if you can remember, even on Christmas and Thanksgiving and through the holidays. So just remember people, and not just through the holidays. Try to remember them all the time throughout the year. Prophet Gray, you can close us out. You can give us some comments before we close out, because after you and your wife close out, I will close out the show.
Well, bless the Lord. We thank God for you allowing us to come on your show and just minister to God's people. I'm with you. I know that people call it a prosperity gospel, but the gospel is the gospel completely. You not only need to meet people spiritually, but you've got to meet them naturally.
Right.
And that's the one thing that's my heart, is not just to be able to give you the word of God, but to also feed you, clothe you, give you resources in a time that you need resources. And, you know, it's interesting. The scripture says we prophesy in part. You guys saw other things. I saw that woman of God is a leader and that she is a ministry gift. So through her test will be a testimony. That's all God allowed me to see, but he allowed you guys to see some other things. And I just want to encourage her and just encourage every caller that was on the line just to go into your prayer closet, just to take the time, hour, 2 hours, whatever it is, just to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, just to ask God, what is my assignment today, God? What would you have me to do? That's how you need to start out your day, because there's people and there's assignments. There's assignment that we have every day as Christians. So I just, again, thank God for you allowing us to be on the show. I thank God for all the callers, and we will continue to intercede for the body, and I'll just turn it over to my wife, and she can close out or turn it over to you. Amen?
All right. I have two scriptures. One is Romans 12. Romans 12 and 13. Wait, Romans 12 and 12. It says, rejoice in hope, patience in tribulation, continue instant in prayer. So we want everyone to be instant in prayer. And then the last part is, let every soul be subject unto the higher power. This is Romans 13 and 1. For there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained of God, that be are ordained of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. And I really want to stress that point, because we're in this election season. And so God is the judge, and he is going to choose the right candidate for America. So we don't have to worry. We don't have to stress. God is going to choose the one that's going to have his heart and that really means the people. So we can be assured of that in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 And before we go, those of you that are listening, I need you to just come in agreement with me right now. The sister that called here on tonight, Father God, you know what? But what we do have, we will give her in the name of Jesus. Silver and gold we might not have, but what we do have, we're going to give her in the name of Jesus. There is no time in the spirit. Father, we thank you that you send angels to Sister Christian right now to upgird her and protect her.